I'm on the west coast of Mexico. And where I am is in a tropical jungle.
What are you doing over there?
I have a house here.
Oh, all right.
And it's been so cold in the tropical jungle that everybody's running around with coats on, and the people who've been here for 200 years say they've never seen weather like this before.
I mean, that tells you something.
That's what I'm saying.
We just had a report a few weeks ago that Britain may be in an ice age in 10 years. I've had a guest on who comes on all the time. His name's Robert Felix. Mm-hmm. He says we're in an ice age right now.
Well, a lot of people believe that the warming thing that we saw is just like the warming front that comes before the cold front of the storm.
That's exactly what he believes.
And a lot of people are beginning to think, okay, we may be heading back into an ice age. And I have to say, to some degree, from what I talk with the Spirit, they indicate to me that some of that may be true.
Nothing.
But most people in our lifetime, George.
Well, and what can we do about it? Because I'm not a believer that mankind is creating global warming. I think it's cyclical.
Well, it's gone on for years.
I mean, we've had global warming when we never had fossil fuels.
Well, listen, there's enough gas coming out of the bottom of the seafloor alone, George, to alter the climate.
That's true.
That's where we're going next time to get more gas, okay? So there's enough seeping up from that alone to cause some... And they've noticed a tenfold increase in those gases.
Yep.
So...
Warming the sea currents.
Warming the sea currents. And so I think over the next, from what I have been given, the next 7 to 10 years, you will see a substantial amount of climatic change.
You know, what's strange is you see all these glaciers melting, falling apart, which then in turn, because of warming, and then in turn it turns around and the ice age hits, and they'll be back probably 10 times as big as they are now.
Well, if you remember, they came all the way down to Kansas and the northern part of Texas, and so who knows? Mankind, though, is very clever. I believe we'll probably develop some great big irons and heat it up, and you know, I don't know what will happen. Or... we'll start living in the southern part of the earth for a while.
People have to make a little shift.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you see any rough weather in the next few years?
I believe so. And you know, I believe that the Canadians are going to see harsher and harsher and harsher weather. By the way, do you know what a great listening group you have in Canada?
Oh, it's huge. Absolutely,
absolutely
huge.
Absolutely enormous.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that. I don't know whether he knows. I even got emails from Taiwan.
We're everywhere.
Northern Ireland, yeah. Scotland. So you're all over the place. But to answer your question, I think absolutely. I'm not a doom and gloomer, and I'm known in my profession as not being one, nor am I a conspiracy theorist. But I do believe we are going to see harsher weather, and I think we're going to have to learn to deal with it. And our country has a bit of a problem in that we grow so much food in the center part of our country.
Oh, if there is a drought or any kind of climatic change that affects crops,
yes,
we're in a lot of trouble.
And then let's go back to world dominance. I mean, we're driven by oil now, but the time will come. Oil is not an issue. There's tons of oil. That's not the issue. Food is going to be the issue.
And we feed a lot of nations, don't we?
We feed a lot of nations. Absolutely.
2012, Mayan calendar ends. What's going to happen?
Not what they think. I really stick my neck out. I don't think you'll see any changes of any kind.
Not even a solar something?
I doubt it, and I plan to be here by then, and you and I can talk at that point.
Yeah, that will be... That we'll pull out this old tape.
You please
where
do.
Where you said nothing as we fade away into oblivion on that night.
Well, if I'm wrong, the worst that can happen is I fade away.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah, but unfortunately, we're all in it together, right?
Yeah, we are, and there will not be any changes at that time.
Are you a believer in, well, I guess you are, if they channeled you about Mars, mm-hmm, are you a believer in our continual visitations of unidentified flying objects?
I have no doubt whatsoever. I have never, since I was a young man, when the Spirit said to me, remember, this is not the only life source in the universe. And that was when I was 3, 4, 5 years old.
Yeah, there could be millions.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Or more.
Absolutely. You know, I was speaking about the learning, I was speaking about Canada, and I had a bunch of emails today from people asking me, do I ever come to Canada? And I just want to tell people I will be in Canada. I'll be in Toronto, Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver the last day of March and the first week of April. Anybody wants to find out what we're doing, we have a show called The Three Mediums, and they can look it up on our website. I'm very happy. It'll be my first time to work up there.
No, you're traveling almost all over the place.
Oh, I'm everywhere. I mean, I really am.
Those are big cities.
I understand you and I are going to do the show together.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm giving a speech at the Conscious Life Expo on Valentine's weekend on that Saturday, and you're going to be there too as well. When is your day?
My day is on, I think I'm on Sunday. I could be wrong. I believe I'm speaking on Sunday because it's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
I'm going to come see your lecture.
How old will you be, Hans?
I'll be 61.